Hello.
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Dennis McCauley?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I am.
Thank you. And, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you will not vote?
No, I'll vote.
And is that an almost certain to vote or just probably?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, in the presidential primary election, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you think you will not vote for those offices?
No, I'm certain to vote. I vote for everything.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1951.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I think we're doing all right in Fresno.
Okay, so that would be the right direction?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important to you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Is it inflation and cost of living, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, parental rights in education, homelessness, or housing affordability?
Just pick one.
The most important in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Yes.
I'd say parental rights in school.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one is Steve Brando.
Say again?
Steve Brando.
Okay, I have no opinion.
Okay, that's fine. What about Donald Trump?
Yes. What about him again? What was the options?
Yes, would you say you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards him?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Gary Bredefeld.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Paul Dictos?
Paul
Dictos.
What was the last name? Dictos?
Yes.
I have no opinion.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one for this section is Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, and Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member. For whom would you vote?
Gary Bredefeld.
Thank you very much. And how certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld, businessman and council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you rate him as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundle as county supervisor? Would you rate him as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
More likely.
More likely. And would it be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Not likely.
Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
Much less likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who is a Democrat?
Much less likely.
What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Much less likely.
What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, that's fine. What about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional in the Fresno VA?
Likely.
Is that somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. Next, well, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Right.
Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate. The first one is Paul Dictos. Currently, he serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Fair chance. Thank you. And the next one is Steve Brundle. Currently, he serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brundle has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brundle is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. So after hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Steve Brandel for county supervisor?
A good chance.
Thank you. And the last candidate is Gary Bredefeld. He currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty, transparency in government, and he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. So after hearing that information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
A fair chance. Thank you. And after hearing all this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brandel, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, John Verdes, or and Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote?
At this point, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine then. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Steve Brandel, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, or Dion Bertes, or Gary Bredefeld?
Probably Gary Bredefeld.
Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. And in thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
And would you say you're somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Let's see, 71.
Oh, we're looking for the highest degree that you have received. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I'm a high school graduate.
Thank you very much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with family.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Okay.